You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And welcome to a brand new day. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, and it is Tuesday, the 27th of May. And The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, with you from now right through until 9 o'clock this morning, or just after. A couple of birthdays, so quick ones. Cornelius Vanderbilt was born on this day. The year was 1794. An American entrepreneur who built his wealth in shipping and in railroads as well. He was the patriarch, of course, of the Vanderbilt family and one of the richest Americans in history. How about this one? Amelia Jenks Bloomer. Yes, 1818. There's a little bit of a hint in the name. An American women's rights and temperance advocate, even though she did not create the women's clothing reform style known as bloomers. Her name became associated with it because of her early and strong advocacy. And that's it for this morning. Let's go, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I don't know that money, you little
called For the Love of Money, and it's a soul funk song that was written and composed by Kenneth Gamble together with Leon Huff and Anthony Jackson. It was recorded by Philadelphia's soul group, yes, the OJs, for the album Ship Away, produced by Gamble and Huff for Philadelphia International Records. For the Love of Money was issued as a single late in 1973 with People Keep Telling Me as its B-side. Single peaked at number 3. That was on the US Billboard R&B chart, number 9 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart in spring of 1974. Though the album version of the song, well, that was over 7 minutes long. It received a substantial radio airplay right up to today, as we just saw. And there we go, For the Love of Money from the OJs. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 7 after 7. This is a little bit of a different version of the Pet Shop Boys and West End Girls.
Western town, a dead end world. Meet Eastern boys and Western girls. a glass or a heart of stone. Just you wait till I get to you home. All your stopping, stalling and starting. Who do you think you are, Joe Starling? Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand, it's pointing at your head.
I do like that version. I must admit, until I was rummaging around in the record collection last night, I hadn't sort of come across it. It sounds like a remix, but it's not mentioned as a remix anywhere, just credited to the Pet Shop Boys and West End Girls. Keep an eye on the time, we're just coming down to, or coming up to, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock.
If he don't love you no more, she don't love you no more, they don't love you, then you love yourself and turn around. If he don't love you no more, she don't love you no more, they don't love you, then you love yourself and turn around.
Tell you what, we're not on AM, we're on FM. But that song is AM Gold, and it comes from Train. AM, gosh, yes. People are still using it, you know. And don't forget, I keep telling you, when things go wrong, radio will come back into its very own. But as for Ryan, and by the way, did I say 12 minutes before 7 a few minutes ago? If I did, I'm sorry, because it's, of course, after 7, and it's 15 after 7 exactly right now. So what are we going to do? Put you in the shower and get you spruced up and smelling nice and looking good to go wherever it is you're going this, well, Tuesday morning.
Hits all alone in my bed at night.
Oh, I Want Your Love from Chic in the Shower with you this morning. And that's brought us to 18 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. If you like that one, you're going to like this one too. Comes from Evelyn Champagne King. No beer on this program. Love Come Down.
Love come down. Ooh, you make my love come down. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You know me, I'm a bit soft for a symphonic version. Yes, that is The Killing Moon, la, la, la. The symphonic version by Echo and the Bunny Men. Great it is too.
Give me just a little more time, and I'll surely grow. too short to make a mistake. Let's think of each other and hesitate. Young and impatient we may be. There's no need to act foolishly. If we part, our hearts won't forget it. Years from now, we'll surely regret it. Give me just a little more time. And our love will surely.
And then we had the chairman of the board and give me just a little more time. And talking of time, well, there's much because we're just 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Holding on, wasted all of those years, and nothing had the chance to be good, 'cause nothing ever could. Oh, no, no. Oh, I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. I'll keep holding on. Holding, holding, holding. Oh, la 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 la. Say, ooh, well, that's all. It's all I have to say. That's all I have today. It's all I have to say. That's all I have today. It's all I have to say.
Well, that's all he has to say. Holding back the years, Simply Red, and I know. It's another one of those symphonic versions, isn't it? It is indeed. 17 before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I could take a rummage, see if I can find some antidepressants for you this morning. I think we all need them, don't we? Life in the Northern Town.
Trying a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Hey, my.
That is Dream Academy and Life in a Northern Town. 13 minutes, that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to Jessica. She dropped me a little line this morning. Good morning, Jerry. Can you please play Every Light from that little-known band that I recently discovered called Radio Company? And they're so good. I love them. I must admit, I don't know them, but I'm going to see if I can dig that out for you and give it a spin. Also, let me see what is. Oh, tell you what. Yeah, I was saying I was going to try and find some antidepressants. I don't know if this is an antidepressant or a depressant, probably a depressant. Southwest Airlines passengers are going to have to pay at least $35 for a checked bag starting tomorrow, Wednesday. Several outsiders or outlets have reported as the airline is set to end a long-running free baggage policy that was a core part of its brand identity for several years. What do they say, you know, free baggage? I mean, it's all added into the fare anyway, isn't it, when you can carry baggage with you? According to the Wall Street Journal and Reuters, nearly all passengers flying on Southwest will need to pay $35 for one checked bag and $45 for a second starting tomorrow. The airline had announced the plan to charge for checked luggage in March without offering pricing details, but the journal reported that Southwest employees have been informed about the fees through an internal message. Aside from charging for checked luggage, the airline will also start offering a new basic fare. This is a fare tier starting Wednesday as well. A low-cost, no-frills offering that will replace the airline's current cheapest want-to-get-away tier. Now, you probably have to take your own seat or pay extra if you want one. Basic ticket holders will be among the test to board the plane and will not receive perks like advanced seat assignments once it becomes available later this year. By the way, Southwest shares are up 1.2% in pre-market trading on Tuesday. And it says, now, while announcing the move, the airline said its previous, wait for it, two free checked bag perk will still be available to passengers who hold a top-tier A-list preferred on its Rapid Rewards loyalty program. So it's a perk. If you're travelling and you're going to be away for a little while, you want to take some things to change into, don't you? Things like that. It's called luggage. Apparently that's a perk. What is the world coming to? That's what I want to know. Let's see, what have I got for you? What have I got for you next? How about Michael Jackson? Love never felt so good.
Love never felt so fine, and I died.
There we go, yes, Love Never Felt So Good from Michael Jackson. And Jessica, guess what? Yes, I've been out there and I've found every light that you asked for from Radio Company. Well, I did have it. Oh, okay, oh dear. It hasn't sort of loaded up properly, I don't think, so... Let's try that again. I'm not giving up on you, you know. Here we go. I bet I've got it this time. Don't go away. Mm-hmm. There we go. Wrong deck. Enjoy.
Running every light that came upon them. They headed toward the place where he inside. He stared out to the light and held his hands against the walls of time. He barely opened eyes and yelled out, "Oh, you may want me. I am ready to go." Running every light that came upon them. Losing cheap tattoos along the way, always staying on the wanted list, just in with a bad crowd, some would say. With everything inside, he stared unto the night and roared, "We are, we'll live forever and never be told time."
Searched for any sign of hell with a tear.
Oh, there it is. Hey, people like them. They're all clapping, aren't they? Me too. Yes. Jessica says, well, did you like it? I did. It was very, very jolly and nice. So I'll put that on my little playlist to put out occasionally for you. So, yep. It was called Every Light, and it came from Radio Company. And off of an album, Jessica tells me, says, off of their album, Keep On Rambling. Do you mean me? You mean me? Anyway, that sort of brings us up to towards the top of the hour, about a minute away. But we're going to get stuck in.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on
89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Wake up, Panama, the sun is bright. Jerry D's on air with morning light. 89.3, we're feeling fine. Tune in weekdays, you're right on time. Coffee's hot and the vibes are strong. Jerry D got the groove all day long. From 7 to 10, he's got your back. With 89.3, you'll stay on track.
Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stardust there, and I feel like Buddy Holly. And before that one, Forget Me Not, and that was from Patrice Russian. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming down to 21 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Where are you? Hello? Hello? Oh, I can hear a microphone. Hello, Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it has been a couple of weeks since we've had some catch-up time, so let me catch up with some catch-up time. Okay, yes, indeed. Well, as you may or may not have known reading social media, our dear sweet little Chelsea has been diagnosed with heartworm and has been set on a program to last about 365 days or basically 1 year in order to recover. She's on medication right now that is going to make her kind of listless and whatnot, but the hardest thing with this little dog is trying to keep her from running around. We have the medication from the doctor. We're getting ready to do these different types of injections that have to be monitored in the hospital, and it will take approximately 365 days to get her to be heartworm-free. She came to us with heartworm, according to the doctor, because she's basically showing signs that these larvae are about 2 years old. So we are in the process of getting her cleaned up about that. And I sent from the United States some heartworm medication for kitty cats and cats, adult cats, because I can't seem to find it here in Panama, so I had to order it from the States. So we're going to work on getting all of our little pets all healthy and protected and whatnot. So do yourself a favor. Don't just get the tick and flea protection when you get it for your dog. Get the one that has the heartworm protection as well. And have your pets checked. It seems that when COVID happened, a lot of the people who had been living in the city brought their pets up to El Valle and to Coronado, and their little pets picked up a little bit of a friend to take back to the city. So there's more and more heartworm happening there in the city because of this. So please protect your pets, get them treated. And we are very happy that we're on the road to recovery with our little Chelsea. And yes, she's wearing a diaper, if you might have seen. Part of the symptoms is that she, when she falls asleep, sometimes she releases her bladder. So don't you worry none. We're going to take real good care of her and we'll keep you posted. She's doing good so far. Oh, until next time, back to you in the studio.
Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard was the song outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll wear it till the night comes. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on my wall. Red, green, and gold to welcome you, and crimson crystal beads to beckon. Won't you stay? We'll put on the day. There's a sun shower every second. It was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey and a bowl of oranges too. And the light poured in like butterscotch and stuck to all my senses. Won't you stay? We'll put on the day and we'll talk in present tenses.
And there we go. And it's so good to Ingrid. You caught that in good time. So Chelsea will be okay. She's going to be in good hands.
Con te dovrò combattere. Non ti si puoi pigliare come sei. I tuoi difetti sono talmente tanti che nemmeno tu li sai.
Sei peggio di una bimba capricciosa, la vuoi sempre vinta tu. la donna più egoista e prepotente che abbiamo conosciuto mai.
Ma c'è di buono che al momento giusto tu sai diventare un altro
e in un attimo tu sei grande, 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 ne vi è bene, non me ne ricordo più.
Io vedo tutte quante le mie amiche, sono tranquille più di me. Non devono discutere ogni cosa come tu fai.
Ricevono regali rose rose per il loro compleanno. Dicono sempre di sì, non hanno mai problemi, sono convinti
che la vita è tutta lì. Invece no, invece no, la vita è quella che tu dai a me.
In guerra tutti i giorni sono vivo, sono come piace a te.
I'd like to run away from you, but if you never found me, I would die. I'd like to break the chains you put around me, but I know I never will. You stay away and all I do is wonder why the hell I wait for you. But when did common sense prevail for lovers when we know it never will? Impossible to live with you, but I know I can never live without you. For whatever you do, never, never, never want to be with anyone but you. treat me like you should. So what's the good of loving as I do? Although you always laugh at love, nothing else would be good enough for you. Impossible to live with you, but I know I can never live without you. So whatever you do, I never, never, never want to be in love with anyone but you. You make me laugh, you make me cry, you make me live, you make me die for you. You make me sing, you make me smile, you make me glad, you make me mad for you. I love you, hate you, love you, hate you. But I want you till the world stops turning. For whatever you do, I never, never, never want to be in love with anyone.
There we go. Tell you what, firstly, let's say good morning, yes?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And now, did you like those two pieces of music?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. You like everything we play, don't you, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
You can stay. the first one was Grande, 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 and that was a little bit of Greek and Spanish in there,
mm-hmm.
because it was Nana Mouskouri
mm-hmm.
and Julio Iglesias.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See? And it was now that second one, Never Never Never, mm-hmm. was an English translation of it. See, we thought we'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of you know, translation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was by Shirley Bassey.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, she's knocking on a bit now. Old Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Still, she said, well, she did something in her 80s, yet she did something. She's a bit like the Queen, really.
Mm-hmm.
She was always been with us in the UK.
Oh, okay.
She's a marvellous singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, anyway, how was your yesterday? You were just working, 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 were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it then.
Yeah,
and today?
Today, well, I have to do some things. Pick up your presentation cards.
Oh, they're ready. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to visit a friend. And then I have an event at Alianza Francesa.
Oh, okay. You are going to be busy.
Yeah, and then I have to pick up Ian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
And I don't have my car. My car is already at the...
Oh, it's already there?
Yeah, the shop.
Have they got the parts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
I find that's one of the things here, isn't it, really? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, especially, by the way, if you go to Subaru, which I, well, we still do have, the good lady has, if you want parts, it only take about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Really, honestly.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I had to get a new, because you know how dashboards deteriorate here.
Yeah.
They crack and all sorts of things. I had to get a new dashboard for it completely. That literally did take 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got your parts, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
When do you hope to get it back?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Probably in 6 months when I get the part.
No.
Hey, Renee's been in touch this morning.
Ah, good morning.
We didn't hear anything from her yesterday, did we?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because yesterday was, what was yesterday? It was a holiday over there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which one there was. They're always on holiday over there. So, Memorial Day, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
I remember, really.
Yeah, I guess.
So. Anyway, she says, well, good morning, happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So confused. Renee, mm-hmm. You don't need to say that.
Why?
She's always confused.
No, but why? She's confused.
Well, this is the story.
Mm-hmm.
She says, since yesterday was a holiday here.
Uh-huh.
I slept in until 8 yesterday morning,
uh-huh.
and around 5 after 10 a.m. I realized it was Monday, and we missed TBS. Oops.
Okay.
Did we notice? Yes. I'm getting a key in my little bong, and I'm not sure where it's coming from because I don't have anything switched on. Anyway, we were talking about Southwest Airlines, how they're going to make people pay now for their luggage.
Mm-hmm.
$35 for the first case, $45 for the second. They don't say the weight, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but as I mentioned, it's interesting. They're now making you pay. Well, it was always built in. You're not going to try and tell me that they didn't build into the fare the fact that you travel, you take cases with you.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to charge you for them. But they're not going to reduce the fare, are they?
Mm-hmm.
And, if you travel and you're going on vacation, I don't know if the airline realises this, but you normally take luggage with you.
Exactly.
So now you've got to buy your ticket. And they're bringing out a new tier as well, which is obviously dirt cheap. I think you have to take your own chair.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can't book your seat in advance. You know how you want an aisle seat or a window seat? No, mm-hmm. You can't do that.
I know.
No, you won't be able to do that if you go on the cheapy one.
Wow. Mm.
And then you probably have to pay as you get on the plane. They have the attendants wanting to ask if you're going to need to buy some toilet paper.
But how are you going to know if there's space for you if you don't buy it in advance?
They'll probably sell the number of tickets on the plane, but they won't let you choose where you want to sit. That's if you take their very, very cheapy one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And apparently they won't let you bring your own seats.
Mm-hmm.
So can't do that. I mean, flying's getting rid of I must admit, when we did our holiday, mm-hmm. we went with Air Europa. Air Europa are pretty good about things like this. But anyway, we went with Air Europa, but I have to be honest, mm-hmm. We went up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got to that age where getting in the back with all those people, germs and things, you know, you have to be careful, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Otherwise, I'd have to wear a hazmat suit mm-hmm. when I travel.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could take, you know, we could take everything, really, because you could take two... in the hold luggage
mm-hmm.
of 24 kilograms each. That's per person, two of them mm-hmm. each for you.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could have put you in one and taken you. Nobody would have known.
Yeah.
Now, and talking about Southwest Airlines, Renee goes, well, my cousin is a pilot for Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
His oldest daughter recently became a pilot for Southwest too.
That is so nice.
So cool, isn't it? And they actually get to fly together from time to time. So cool. I'll have to ask him if he can bring his suitcase for free. It's family discount.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you've got father and daughter there. Make sure you get a family discount.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if we know that the two of them are flying and then their family, perhaps everybody should get family discount.
Mm-hmm.
So, she says, saw this on the news this morning. She's very, very busy this morning. This was actually on BBC TV yesterday. It's rather hilarious. We do kind of silly things in the United Kingdom, like cheese rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that on TV at all, did you?
No.
Cheese rolling. 2025 results. Best of videos, photos and reaction from the race. She's got a link. I'll send you a link. You'll understand what it's all about, how stupid English people are. apparently people travel from all over the place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese roll. What it basically is, a big piece of cheese, and you roll it down a hill.
Oh, yeah, and I've seen that.
Oh, there you are, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing silly about that at all, really, is there? No, you know. And I mean, and it's a really steep hill.
Uh-huh.
It's almost impossible to run it. You fall down it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Nobody dies, apparently. So she watched that yesterday. And it is rather silly,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then again, what else do you do with cheese? I mean, some people think you might eat it or something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something stupid like that. So, thanks, Renee. I'm glad you got your calendar sorted out now. Today's Wednesday, don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Nah, because Andres is not here.
Oh, no, he's not. Is he coming tomorrow, by the way?
I have no idea. I'm going to ask him.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I've got to leave early today.
Mm-hmm.
In around about half an hour's time, we'll be shutting down. Because, sadly, mm-hmm. I have to go and say goodbye to a very, very dear friend who recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be two ceremonies from this week, and the other one's going to be on Thursday, so I'll have to leave a little bit early on Thursday as well, which is all very sad. It'd be mm-hmm. greatly, greatly missed.
Yeah.
But we've still got 17 minutes to go to the top of the hour, so we're going to take another piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do girls like to have fun?
Mm-hmm.
Do girls like to have fun?
Oh, yes, of course.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Cyndi Lauper.
Live your life right. Oh, mama, deep within. just wanna have fun now.
And there we go. Yes, girls just want to have fun. Cyndi Lauper. And I tell you what, yes, because mm-hmm. we're not talking. Isn't it sad about Chelsea?
Oh yeah.
But she's going to be. She's going to be okay. Never heard of heartworms before.
No, me neither.
No, no. Mm-mm. So luckily we don't get them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, don't think we do. So anyway, I was looking because we found that piece of music, which was Chelsea Morning,
mm-hmm.
and so I played that by Cat Stevens, and also. I think I found the answer.
Oh.
Yeah, because Swing Out Sister, mm-hmm. guess what they've got?
What?
Heart for Hire.
Yeah.
And there we go. Yes, Heart for Hire from Swing Out Sister. Let me see what else we've got to talk about. Yes, we've got a quiet, well, reasonably quiet week this week, mainly because I've got to go earlier for a couple of days. But I was just chatting with Alex. I'm just sort of interested because you can apparently now get a dedicated IP address, which is just purely for you. And so I think, I just forwarded him the message. It came from NordVPN asking him what the advantages would be and is it worth it? And also see if he can join us on Thursday. And if Andreas joins us tomorrow, I saw a lot of movies on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so got plenty to talk about.
Okay.
If I remember what I watched, this is a problem, you know, when you get to a certain age.
Maybe you fall asleep.
I did have a little nap, but I do that on TV, though. I like some of the car programs. They're really good, and I fall asleep, and I have to watch it again. That's one of the advantages of being that little bit older, you know, is that, you know, you can watch a movie 1 week and then look at it again the next week and never think you've ever watched it. See? Good value for money. Unless, of course, you're paying for the movies. So, there we are. Well, look, we're going to be back together again tomorrow. We've got time to play a couple of, probably a couple of tracks taking us to the top of the hour. And we're back to the full 3 hours tomorrow.
Yeah.
For a day. All right, yes, have a great Tuesday.
Thank you, too.
Hello, bye-bye.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And that's it, I'm afraid. I'm sorry to have to say that we're going to have to cut the program a little bit short this morning, as I have to go off and take care of something else during the course of the morning. It really just remains for me to say a big thank you to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning for Everyday Story of Country Folk, to Yasmin, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing a lot of our social media work, bookings, etc., etc. So big thanks to Yasmin, our co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Gets a lot of our background info for us. Thank you for that, Neil. And to Isaac, who is there very kindly waiting to switch studios for us a little bit early this morning. So yes, and of course, you lot, that's our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. We'll be back with you at 7 tomorrow morning. Please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please do it carefully. Tomorrow at 7, want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.